Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Friday and Dom time. Dr. Oz coming by at 1:30. A lot to get with. He is in a very prominent position, but I want to play Henry right out of the box. This will be cut 14. Our friend Scott Jennings laying out, going forward now, what did we learn from this? In other words, what should the takeaway be? And I'll be asking you that as we end the week of this debacle. And what should they be doing to try to move past that and get us on a better path toward the midterms? Well, here's the advice from Scott Jennings.
Well, first of all, I think J.D. Vance is exactly right. They do have to talk about cost of living. They do have to talk about affordability. And he's right that voters will ultimately judge the party in power, the incumbent party, based on the health of the economy, macro and micro. People have to feel like you're on the right trajectory. So I think he's right about that. I think he's right that Republicans are better off to dump the infighting and focus on issues and what we need to do to succeed. And he's certainly correct about this turnout issue. We still have an unproven situation out there about a lot of people who love Donald Trump but don't yet love to turn out when he's not on the ballot. So all these things are correct, and I agree with him. It's, you know, you don't want to run around like chickens with your head cut off when something bad happens, but at the same time, you do want to learn from situations, and I think there's probably some things to be learned last night about candidate quality and the way we're running campaigns in certain places. But we have to remember, these are blue states, very blue states. Democrats won in blue states, and so overreacting and being overly emotional is probably not a great thing today.
All right. Now, you know how much I love Scott Jennings. We're going to be doing something special with him coming up. A little bit too much emphasis on me toward the end. I'm, as you know, a little bit, as we end the week, with these people. I'll give you one on Twitter, a guy that really bothered me. When are we going to get better candidates? Shut up. Okay, here in Jersey. I'm so tired of hearing that this week. It is such an excuse. Now, we are seeing something else out there. It could become an excuse, but in small measures, taking a look at this, I am, and that is, how did Mikey Sherrill, who is as tepid as a wet dish rag, inspire these numbers of people, historic numbers, to come out? Was it Sherrill? Was there some shenanigans there in Jersey? Or big shenanigans? It's worth taking a look at that. But this idea that Jack Cetarelli was not a top-notch quality candidate is just these losers trying to not get at the core of it, which Scott Jennings did at the beginning, which is the Trump voter. The problem, when we get Scott on, we're not hearing anybody tell us the solution to that. They're trying to run past it. It's like a drive-by shooting. What is the solution to the fact? And we're trying to get this guy on who's quite a populist. I saw him on Breitbart. I've seen him in a couple of places, Gadurski, maybe Monday, if not today, to talk about some of the numbers he sees in Jersey and the Jack Cetarelli of 2021 versus the Jack Cetarelli of the results of 2025. And Jack Chitterowy did better. There were Latino gains in the middle of this. In other words, places heavily Latino where Chitterowy did better. But where he did noticeably worst were white working class voters. And any number of those people, I'm telling you, are only Trumpers. They're only going to come out if Trump's on the ballot. So are you in the mode? And you might be. You can call and tell me, 855-839-1210, right in the beginning, right out of the box, you can call in and tell me, I'm tired of hearing you say this. I just want to blow past this and move on. Or shouldn't we be hearing? Now, it's obvious the Trump administration is moving heaven and earth on the affordability issue. And I'll give you a little nugget on that from Bucks County. So that's good. But what is the solution to getting these voters who, when President Trump is not on the ballot, do not come out and vote? And my answer is, an all-out campaign by President Trump, not blowing by a remark here and there, but I'm talking about a campaign to go to places where they might be, Oval Office, everything else, up and down the line to explain to them why just because he's not on the ballot, it doesn't matter. If you want him to succeed, you have to vote. Not hearing that, everybody trying to avoid it, hits too close to home. Why is that? Do you want to win? I mean, I acknowledge, could there be some shenanigans with the election in Jersey? I'm open to seeing that. By the way, yesterday we had on the Republican from Chester County, who's in the commissioners, and a lot of people were glad he came on, Eric Rowe, but not so much that there's no immediacy there. I'm still not sure next week if they're going to have this independent body that's going to scrutinize all this. I'm tired of it. We're going to stay on them. It's disgraceful what they did. I don't think they were cheating to help Democrats, but this is just they disenfranchise people. Linda Kern's on that. I think there's going to be a lawsuit. But this guy should be saying more. No, we're going to have somebody in place and we're going to start the investigation. I guess after Veterans Day, Wednesday, because then you'll be into Thanksgiving and all that stuff. And 75,000 people disenfranchised, and we're not going to get to the bottom of that. So there's a lot still to unpack from this. But just saying bad candidates is stupid. I don't know what other words to use. Look, we're not in Virginia. I don't know Virginia day by day. I get Winsome Sears didn't look so good to me. I get she turned away from Trump, which is something if you do here, that's going to cause quite an avalanche. But I did see Jack Chitterowy up close and personal. Here is Greg Gutfeld. And here's another guy just flying by the seat of his pants saying this. And I guess it makes people feel better. They lap it up. This is Cut 12. Are these elections a rebuke of Trump? Well, I would say no, but I would tell you the nuance of that answer. Here's what Gutfeld said.
Like a trapdoor to escape from supplying evidence. Like, I just don't think Jesse Waters is very talented. Full stop. Then it's like, oh, okay.
You can't
argue with that.
I can.
No. I said full stop.
Sorry.
I said full stop. Hey, you know what? It's another thing that came from England that I hate, aside from Piers Morgan. I'm kidding. He's on tonight. That was just a shameless plug. You know what's amazing? Aren't you, like, shocked that you're not seeing any buildings on fire or any looting after this election? So strange. No windows were broken. And you didn't have to board up anything or board down anything. I think it's great. Look, this isn't a rebuke of Trump. It's a consequence of an absent Republican Party. Lousy candidates.
All right, stop it right there. That's enough. I don't want to hear the guy anymore. Cut it right there. Right. Right away. Now, did I think the Republican Party, the RNC, did they do well in this? That may be interesting. Should we give Scott Presler more carte blanche? Yeah. I don't know why he hasn't gotten that based upon the last time around. But again, with the just dismissing, if these are bad candidates, look, if Donald Trump is your standard, he's the only one that's going to appeal because of his life story, because of a whole bunch of stuff to certain constituencies. Here's a problem with Trump in this. there was an unbelievable outpouring of these people that hate Trump. You have to balance that with the outpouring of more people who love Trump or at least support the policies and are loving what's going on. When you don't do that, the haters are going to win. And in this case, they're going to win substantially. What the hell did Jack Chenarelli have to do with that dynamic? Nothing. But it seems as if to make your mark, like Greg Gutfeld and a lot of these others, you have to say bad candidates. Blame the RNC totally. That's what did this. Rather than the dynamic, there was tremendous trying to get at Trump. How do we explain over in Bucks County? And I should have, shame on me. I didn't mention this in full context. Joe Conman, he's not Larry Krasner. He's Larry Krasner Lite. The new DA over in Bucks County. He is the first person. He's the first Democrat to be elected as the Bucks County District Attorney since, is it 18? I want to get the exact date here. It's in the 1800s. I think it's, I don't have the exact 1800s. Can you imagine? So this is worse than Republican mayors in Philadelphia. Bucks County hasn't elected a Democrat since, 150, 175 years ago. Why did they suddenly put in a guy who's from Philadelphia, ran against Larry Krasner, and is very progressive? Why? Same thing with the sheriff, another Philly guy, another guy you can't trust with public safety. Why did they do that? Because they came out seething against Trump, and they wanted to vote in any way that they could to try to grab at him. They can't get him, so they're going to get it. Poor Jen Shorn and Fred Herron. Since the 1800s. This guy is a con man. He's the against cash bail guy. You're going to see people get... It's not going to be Philadelphia, but it's going to be Philadelphia Light. You're less safe right now at this moment with Joe Conman as DA. Why would they do that since all the way back then? I just told you why they would do that. What's the counter? Well, Trump inspires this wave of voters that are trumped up, and he breaks into constituencies like African-American males and somewhat Latinos. If he's not on the ballot, though, what happens? And we do have the issue of affordability. And our buddy, Meg Brock, who is a top conservative Trump supporter, and she put up a piece I'm going to read you next segment from a restaurant owner in Bucks County that was posted online begging people to understand that December 1st, when prices go up, he can't do anything about it. Affordability is an issue. So would we rather just pretend, go into the midterms, and then spend the last 2 years of the Trump administration doing nothing at best and at worst, going through impeachment and everything else again? So, Scott Jennings, on point, where are we figuring out how to get these Trump voters to come out? I don't need a think tank. I told you in a couple minutes. It has to be a campaign around the president, laying out, not blowing by and saying one thing and joking and moving on a concerted basis, granular, to tell them, if you don't do this, then you're voting against me. That's what has to be done here. Why is that so hard to understand? Why do we want to go with these mythical things like a bunch of Democrats? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. As I said, this data today out there shows Chetarelli doing better than he did in 2021 with Latino voters in several places. I can read you the whole laundry list. And yet, in areas of white working class workers, no, really slipping. Well, I think a lot of those are Trump voters. And if they don't want to come out because Trump's not on the ballot, what's Jack Chenarelli? Why is he a bad candidate? What is he supposed to do? There's no other Donald Trump out there. So stop calling people bad candidates because they're not Donald Trump and they can't break through on this and they don't have the help of Donald Trump to reach these people. All right, 855-839-1210. You can jump in right now. As we end the week, what's the takeaway from this? Because this all leads to the midterms. Does a shutdown play into this? Well, in Virginia, definitely. In Jersey, do I think that's the big element? No, I don't. Somewhat. It adds to it. You want to take a look and see if there were shenanigans, cheating there? Yes. All out. Go all out on that. I'm in agreement with that. But you can't just say it because you wish it to be true. You got to figure out what is true and then how we avoid that in the midterms. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. First DA out in Buckley. They've lost their minds, too. To get at Trump, they put in a guy from Philadelphia. He's Larry Krasner Light. There's a reason why they haven't elected a Democrat since the 1800s as DA. They want to be safe. They know the Democrats will get you killed. Everybody knows that. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Now, side question. And I haven't seen the Inquirer on the attack today. Maybe they're saving it up for Sunday. But this weekend, you know, I come in on the drive, is the buildup for the annual Rocky Run. They say over 30,000 people and more wanted to do it. But you have to register a limit to that, or they're going to retrace the Rocky Run, including up the steps, et cetera, which are iconic. So we're looking for somebody who you think, real or fictional, would be an honorary Philadelphian. In other words, they would fit into the mode of what makes Rocky so great, the upside of Philadelphia, the good side of Philadelphia, not the nonsense we often talk about. All right, Henry, we'll start with you. Who would you propose?
Yeah, Dom, I got two here. So how often, as a Philadelphia sports fan, have you watched the TV and there's been a bad call or a bad play,
right,
and you point at the TV and you yell, "You cannot be serious."
Okay.
You cannot be serious.
Right.
And so for that reason, I think John McEnroe and his fiery personality on the tennis court,
yes,
would fit nicely here in Philadelphia if he was on your couch or if he was at Citizens Bank Park or the Link, wherever
that
he might be.
That is a great
one.
Now,
I
once umpired a tennis match over in Manayunk with Ed Rendell, McEnroe, I forget the other, and I thought I'd make my name that I thought I had other sponsors by throwing him out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, did that go over well?
Well, I didn't do it. I
oh, okay.
was thinking about it
thinking
on the spot.
It.
Then I was the calculation up and down.
And then being like, yeah, oh, do I want a McEnroe meltdown right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. I would get in the paper. John Giordano threw John McEnroe out of Philadelphia. Yes.
And then
that's a great one.
Another one I'm just going to say, like, kind of fits the vibe. Like, is it kind of a chameleon of sorts? Like, can be cold, but can be warm at the same time. Kind of just, I don't know, encapsulates that kind of je ne sais quoi of Philadelphia.
Right.
And I would have to say actress Jennifer Lawrence, who starred in Silver Linings Playbook,
right,
you know, obviously taking place in the area. I think she can play that kind of calm, like, casualness Philadelphians have. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but, like, when I look at her, I'm like, oh, yeah, she could be from here, but she's from Kentucky.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
All right. What do you say, Kirk?
All right, so I'm going to go with the all-time unbeatable, or not, they're supposed to be beatable by the USA hockey team versus the Russians.
Yes.
And the announcer, Al Michaels, saying, "Do you believe miracles?" So I'm going to go with the USA hockey team from 1980.
Fight. Ah, as a Philadelphia team. You're
absolutely
putting it as a team.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So it's 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. You got the premise. Real or fictional, could be a fictional character like Rocky. This is a big weekend. I've been, you know, attacking this Inquirer columnist, Stephanie Farr. She thinks we have too many Rocky statues in Philadelphia. Hey, Stephanie, why is your paper going out? Why did the paper once have a Yo section in there? They actually called it Yo as the headline with everything Philadelphia in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why, Stephanie? You're from out of town. That's why. And you don't understand all this. No, we need more Rocky statues. When you come through the airport, there ought to be all sorts of things. There ought to be Rocky, you know, Rocky pretenders there. And yo, Adrian, as you come through, greeting you as you take to an airplane. It'll be all over there. They should have a bonfire there at the airport. Ninth Street. Somebody throw an apple to a guy. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. We'll get your name into the hat. And this is the end of the week takeaway on this. I'm sure there'll be more information what happened in Jersey. Who knows what happened in Virginia? We're not there. I do know a number of Trump voters didn't show up there, too. And the question is, what are the Republicans going to do to get them to show up in the midterms? And my answer is they can't. The only one that can is the president. It's a pretty obvious thing. They can't. No matter what they do, these people are telling you, I just want Trump. Okay, that's why he has to address it. 855-839-1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Tom Giordano's show. I already see a potential winner on the side question here. Somebody would be an honorary Philadelphian coming off Rocky, the big run this weekend. Will the Inquirer turn their attack dogs on Rocky, on Sylvester Stallone, because of Trump? 30,000 people already registered. I think they could get 50, 75 that want to do the Rocky run. Oh, can't have that. Can't say yo, but hey, he's with Trump. Get rid of it. Okay. Also, what came out this week, as I said, the pieces are starting to come together in what we see in Jersey. What are you going to do about that? What could be done about that? These people saying, well, you know, Dom, they're blue states. They're blue. They're blue. You can't expect to win there. You got to be kidding me then. So did we do a disservice? I'll say everybody on the station having people, the rally in North Wildwood, people on the edge of their seats, Jack Cetarelli could do it. Why the hell would we do that then? We should have just said, it's a blue state. We're not covering that. You're not interested. This guy sucks as a candidate. Should that have been our role? I mean, that's the logic. I'm only dealing in logic here of the idiocy that I'm seeing out there on this bad candidate stuff. No, legitimately. And again, you could say, let's get rid of the poll. This was not the mainstream polling. These were the better pollsters that were pretty accurate. Now, are we going to go by? I mean, I've been telling everybody I know. I was looking at the betting markets every day. are the betting markets more credible than the polling? They had it like 84-85% Mikey Sherrill would win days before the election, the vote in person election. So is that, they had it 98% in Virginia. Is that where we ought to be going? And polling just doesn't work anymore. No, I think the most accurate polling, we did the right thing here. I was convinced this was going to come down to turnout, meaning one way or the other, it was going to be very, very close. Should we have just said, hey, we're not going to cover that anymore? These are blue states. Let's be losers. You can't win them. Don't get upset over all this stuff. No, that's the loser mentality here. Rather than the elephant in the room, which is people that will not vote unless President Trump is on the ballot. There's not going to be another Trump. Look at the two candidates, the leading candidates on the Republican side for 2028, Vance and Rubio. Smart guys, accomplished guys. Is there emotional appeal? Is there something that's going to break through with them? No, you're kidding yourselves. So what are we going to do? Yeah, let's just forget it. Let's have fun now. Let's do that now. Don't worry about any of these things and let's just lose. All right, let's go to Richard, Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, Richard, welcome in.
Greetings.
Greetings.
I agree with you 100%. I've been knocking on doors since George Bush, the first election of George Bush the second. And I must have knocked on thousands of doors and begged these people to come out. And they can't get off their butts. For what? They can't take a half an hour out of their day to vote for something that's going to affect their lives of their children, grandchildren. I see my grandchildren's world going down the toilet now.
And Richard, remember in Jersey, it's 8 or 9 days you have to do it too, and mail in balloting if you choose.
You know, look in the mirror, electorate. It's not the candidates. I'm sick of it. And I've been knocking on doors for 20 years, and I've been getting kicked in the teeth every time, and I keep on doing it. But God, what do you got to do to get these people off their butts? I'm sick of it already.
Well, we know what will do it. That Trump is such an unusual character, the life story, the entertainment, the whole thing. They'll do it for that. So then the question becomes... go ahead.
You better treat the midterm election like a presidential year. And he better barnstorm this country like he's running for a third term.
Exactly.
Because that's what they need.
Exactly.
Get off your butts and do something.
What's your side, Richard?
I love Frank Rizzo. He is Philadelphia as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Thank you. Well, he is a Philadelphian. All right. We'll restate. All right. People call in. They get something in their mind. That's fine. We're looking for somebody who is not. I mean, Sylvester Stallone is a Philadelphian. Rocky, a fictional character. Could be a fictional character. Or somebody from someplace else.
Yeah. My answer of John McEnroe. McEnroe was born in Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Someplace else that would, you think, fit in here, a la the Rocky mode. All right? So Frank Rizzo, obviously. It's Philadelphia.
Yeah. For the record, I did say, when calling in, the spirit of Philadelphia. I didn't say an actual Philadelphia. I didn't say spirit.
Okay. All right.
Spirit of it.
Yeah. We're kind of looking for somebody who's more honorary.
They fit the vibe. You would have a ceremony for this person. Be like, this is an honorary Philadelphian for who they are.
Right. Otherwise, it's an unfair competition. You can't have somebody compete against Frank Rizzo.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Philadelphia. It's an impossible task to do that. All right. So Ed Rendell captures something. He's about one of the few that I can think of. It's a politician over the years from out of town that does that. 855-839-1210. You get on board. By the way, too, people saying, well, Mikey Sherrill had a theme. Jack Cetarelli didn't. Really? Why are they doing this? They're doing this because they don't want to address the elephants in the room. I do want to address them because the only thing that matters to me is winning. And I don't care what we have to say to them to address them. That's what you got to do. And there's only one person, I think, that can do that. And that's the person they want to be on the ballot. are they thinking, well, I don't care about 2028. Trump will be on the ballot again. Is that the mentality? That's what happened. And again, the data is starting to come in. Jack Cittorelli more than held his own with Latino voters. In certain Latino areas, he was up. White working class, I know that's shocking, down. And in those areas. And the reason is not because Mikey Sherrill was overwhelming. It's because they didn't show up and vote. How could you do that in an election? And I'll come back to you. And if you're a man or a woman enough to show, don't hide behind Twitter. Call and tell me, well, your station shouldn't have been kidding us. Why did you guys pretend that Jack Cittorelli might win? It would be a 1 or 2 point. And the answer is because every metric in the world told us that. Look at the politicians that are Democrats in North Jersey going for Cittorelli in areas that were highly Democratic. Look at the rally we had in Cape May, North Wildwood. Look at the energy. You saw that first day of early voting. Look at the crowds. Look at it. We consistently, she couldn't draw enough to fill up a cafeteria seat, right? And the upside of President Trump, we know about. But if the upside cannot be unleashed, then it's only the downside. And I think you're an idiot if you go around saying these people were not motivated to get even. They want to get at Trump. They want to tear him apart. That's an obvious thing. What's the counter? The people that swarm to the polls, and there are more of them, and he's broken through to groups that you couldn't imagine, that more than counters it. But if you have the people pent up so much so, they were determined to put in a guy who's beyond questionable to protect them for DA in Bucks County and knock out someone homegrown who's great, Jen Shoren, Joe Conman, who ran against Larry Krasner and has all the elements of him. Not, he's not insufferable like him. The first Democrat DA in Bucks County since the 1800s. Why? I told you why. They wanted to get at Trump. And if the Trump people do not come out with that desire to stand with Trump or when he's on the ballot to vote for him, this is what you're going to get. You can't beat this argument. I've been saying it since the beginning. That's what happened here. So if that's the case, we have to move heaven and earth through President Trump and then through surrogates to get that message out there. I don't know. These people may be crazy enough that if he's not on the ballot in 2028, they don't care now. They just like the ride. They like the entertainment. It's funny. The fights, the bombings and all. They love it. They're idiotic. Now, I don't have to run to coax them to vote for me, so I can call it as I see it. But you got to win with them. At least Republicans do. So how do we get this idiotic mentality? And the only thing I can tell you is there's one guy who can do it. That's President Trump. What is he going to do? All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. You know, it's so important to make sure that our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. There's a lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water, and what comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind. Knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. And the Martin Water Conditioning family, they are passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail are just fantastic. They come out to your home, they test your water, and they recommend solutions that make sense to you. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. I'm telling you, when they show you the impurity test before and after, they are thrilled because they know it's good for your health. It's going to be good for you, and it tastes tremendous. Click on martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you, 800-887-7555.
All right. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Time to your Dano show. Welcome in. All right, we've got some people today finally thinking, all right, yeah, we got to address this. What happened in Jersey? Virginia, we're not there. You know, the friends I told you, some of the theories are the same, but it's different. And would you indict us? Rich, Matt, me, that we were all gung-ho. And I'm not even as close as those two guys. They really know Jersey. And I trust their judgment and my judgment backstage with Jack Cettarelli and having them on and events, etc. This was going to be close. It was not even close. Why, in the end, is that the case? All right? And if you want to just say they cheated, because that's, you know, an easy way out of this, do I think there could be some of that? Should it be investigated? Of course. But the thing that stares you in the face, why will these people not come out? And it's not a mystery this time. They'll tell you. Trump's not on the ballot. Oh, boy. So we're killing them in registering people. Think about this. Scott Presler. But they're the ones that at least this time around, and I'm worried about the midterms, are turning out their voters. So we can continue to register. That might make them up a little bit. And by the way, a lot of these people are not registered Republican. They're vaguely Democrats. Some of them say they're independents, etc. And to be honest, I'll admit it, they sicken me. Can I say it any clearer? I can say it because I don't have to win them over to come out and vote in the midterms the next time. It's disgusting. But that's the reality. And that's, to me, I think they're trying to address the affordability crisis. Look, with the affordability thing, it's two things. One, it's a reality of driving down prices. Two, it's fighting tooth and nail in the court of public perception that things are out of control and this is like Biden. It's not like Biden, but you have to fight that. But you also have to show progress. And look, Trump going around saying Walmart's Thanksgiving basket, don't hang your hat on that, please. Walmart's doing that. It's a deal that Walmart's making. President Trump can't take credit on that. You can take credit on energy costs. You make the case Biden was so far up that we're bringing it down. But there are holes here, and we're starting to see people say, well, what do you want me to do? I can't afford these things. All right, Dick LaRose is with us, former New Jersey senator, I believe, from the Trenton area. Hey, Dick, thanks for calling in. What's your sense of what happened in Jersey?
Well, Dom, it's kind of bizarre. I mean, one of the things the consultant never realized is that when you vote in the primary, you tend to vote for somebody. When you vote in a general election, you tend to vote against somebody. Look at Jim Florio, $2.8 billion worth of taxes. He was one-term governor. The guy I beat sponsored all of the taxes, right? So, I mean, again, they voted against somebody. In Jack's campaign, they demonized him with that he's going to raise the sales tax, even though it had something to do what was going on in Tennessee, and then they demonized him with that awful ad about the pedophiles and sex offenders. So the bottom line, they demonized him. They ran it over and over and over, and they never countered that. I mean, you had Cheryl had the problem with the insider trading when she was in Congress, and of course her problem with the not walking in the parade when she graduated. You had more than enough. I mean, Dak, the first time around when he got that close against Murphy. Well, Murphy was an incumbent. What happened? They voted against him. That's why they came so close. So the bottom line is Jack was too much of a gentleman. They should have gone after Cheryl in much more aggressively. And what happened was when they demonized him, they didn't respond to it. And what happened is what I call silent consent. When you don't respond to a negative ad, people assume it must be true.
I got to challenge that, though. Look, he's suing her in court. That was underway on the opioid stuff, and he did counter the sales tax. I think if he called more attention to that, Dick, and trying to explain the context of it, would have made it even worse.
Well, no, because again, you know, suing one thing is not the same as having an ad denying it and calling her a liar and tying her to her record. Her record was abysmal in Congress. So the bottom line,
let me ask you this, though. Before election night, you actually believed she was going to beat him by 13 points?
No, not at all. I thought it was going to be within the margin of error.
Okay, yeah. So what do you think happened there? That's what we can't understand, Dan.
Well, I spoke to Jack about a week ahead of time, and I said, you got to counter those negative ads because what's happening is the numbers are going in the wrong direction. So I think that's what happened to negative ads. You know, negative ads have an effect. Okay. And I think what happened was he got caught up in that, and the people, they got disgusted. I mean, I was at his rally, the election night. I mean, there were a couple thousand people there. Everybody thought he was going to win. But when that thing came out and it was a double-digit loss, the people chins were down to their knees. But as I said, the bottom line is I think what happened was two things. Number one, he needed to more aggressively go after the lies that she did against him, and lastly, go after her because her record was really something that they could have used, and they didn't use it enough.
Thank you, Dick. I don't see it that way. I mean, my God, we had a slew of ads going after the insider trading, after the stuff associated with that. We saw it forever. You know, you got to understand, she's pretty tepid. For me, it's not like Nancy Pelosi. She gets the juices flowing. Mikey Sherrill doesn't get the juices flowing for me. That's part of the masquerade. It's the type of thing that they did in Virginia, too. These women are giving you a moderate tone, even though they're radicals in their policies. So I don't know how much more he could have hammered her. I thought that was effective. Her people showed up to vote. Here's how I'd put it. They showed up to vote. They want to tear at Trump. They can't get at Trump until if they turn the House, then they'll get at him by impeachment and everything else. They just can't get enough of wanting to go after Trump. The counter, we saw it in 2024. Trump turns new constituents on, and the base of Trump supporters, you've seen this before, they come out of the woodwork. You can't imagine the surge. Don't want to do it when Trump's not on the ballot. So all that you get is the downside of Trump. Trump is arguably, we might do that as a side. It's too serious for a side. Is there a more polarizing figure that we've seen of love-hate than President Trump? Answer, at this point in time, probably not. And on the love side, it is unique because it's not just the base of support, but he's broken through due to celebrity, the humor, everything else, into constituencies that no other Republican has gotten in a very long time. Latinos, African-American males, all that stuff. That's the secret sauce. There's nobody else out there with that. It is such a unique thing. But they want to get at him. They're energized by that. Stop denying it. So was it more tactical? We just didn't go after Mikey Sherrill enough? I guess around the edges. But I think the no-shows for Trump are the thing. You know they're going to come out in this to get at him. They missed their chance in 2024. They wake up every day, Trump derangement syndrome. They got off on the therapy session of the No Kings rally. Who else draws something like that? What other president? Even Bush, George W. Bush, he didn't draw anything like that. All right, what's the upside of Trump? The upside of Trump is enormous, but doesn't get activated if he's not on the ballot. So the bottom line is, how do you change that for 2026? Can't throw your hands up and wish it. You got to win it. All right, get in on the side question, too. I see one. I'll go to one coming up. Might be a pretty good answer. Somebody honorary, kind of like Rocky, fictional or real. Hit us with that, 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show, Rocky weekend, 30,000 people registered. And just because Sylvester Stallone is very friendly with President Trump, etc., the Inquirer, get rid of those. Can you imagine the pettiness of these little creeps? That Rocky statue that I go by every day, I'm going to count down the days. It's been 100 since I've been on this. They don't like it up there. This out-of-towner, the Susan Farr, who they usually have cover the public bathrooms. That's her beat, right, Susan? Or Stephanie, I'm sorry. She begrudges. I thought that statue was supposed to be gone. Imagine a free statue he donates in addition to the one at the bottom and now one at the airport. Could we have enough Rocky statues? Really? Well, I guess, yeah. It's an ironic question, but we're asking for somebody who captures that spirit of Philadelphia, who is an outsider, real or fictional. Fictional would be an outsider. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, think you got a pretty good one. Who is it?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Dom. Mine is Pete Rose.
Tell us why.
Well, I just remember what he did for the Phillies, the 1980s World Series team. He brought Joe right. Morgan with him, you know, from Cincinnati, and that team was chock filled with great players as well. They all could be leaders in themselves, but I think Pete just emphasized the leadership that brought that team to the World Series.
Well, let's see. We'll give you the test here. What was the play? And I'll give you a hint. It involved Bob Boone. That exemplifies in the World Series what Pete Rose was. Anything come to mind?
No.
Henry,
sorry.
How about you? It's too early for you, no?
Yeah, no.
Oh, he bobbles a foul pop up, Bob Boone.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
Who's there
yeah,
to catch
yeah.
it often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Charlie
right
Hustle.
Away. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, look, I felt for Fosse getting run over in the All Star game, but you know what? He should have been ready and hit Pete Rose right in the mouth. Pete Rose, definitely. That's a good one. That's a good one. Look, when you call in, hit us. Pete Rose is an excellent one. Just come right out of the box. Bang. Of course, Pete yeah. Rose in Philadelphia. How could any Philadelphian not root for Pete Rose? Come on. Just the way he would take a pitch, looking it in and doing that whole thing as it comes in.
Well, there's others that are dissenting right. on the other side that he gambled on.
Well, sure. Gambled, well, that's, so. Yeah, but that's Philadelphia.
That's Philadelphia.
Too.
Yeah.
That's true, too,
yeah.
right?
No, I agree.
You're not wrong.
I interviewed the guy a few times. He was a loose cannon, to put it mildly, but that's what people want in Philadelphia. Somebody's going to run through a wall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll deal with the craziness.
Exactly.
If they're willing to do that, okay. being Aaron Rowan, you know, all of that.
My top five Philly moments,
yeah.
Aaron Rowan running into the fence, the chain link fence that shouldn't have been there,
mm-hmm.
blood streaming down and holding up the ball.
Yeah.
That's it. But he only hit 250. Get out of here. You don't understand. Okay. Big 1 o'clock hour coming up. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.